Welcome to the brightest audience in the nation to the Bob Enyart Live February Telethon. During our telethon this month, we're offering a free gift, Bob's video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, when you become a new subscriber to any of our monthly subscriptions. Our newest product, our monthly sermon audios on standard compact disc, allows you to listen to the sermon on any CD player, including the one in your car. You can also get the monthly sermons on MP3 CD, or you can get the video version of the monthly sermon videos on DVD. Bob's monthly Bible studies are now available on DVD or MP3 CD. These are great for starting your own family Bible study or a neighborhood Bible study. And Bob's monthly topical videos give you a new topical video each month, and with the best of Bob, you can get the best 8 Bob Enyart Live shows every month. By becoming a new subscriber to any of Bob's monthly products, making a new monthly donation of $20 or more, or a one-time donation of $50, you'll receive the video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, free of charge, special this month for the Bob Enyart Live February Telethon.
Warning is truth of the head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart Live.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Now, in California, a federal court has just struck down their defense of marriage amendment that banned homosexual marriage. And believe it or not, George W. Bush had a significant hand. I'll tell you how. Not him directly, but his Solicitor General, Ted Olson, worked to overturn that California amendment that defended marriage as between a man and a woman. Now, this happened here in Colorado. We passed Amendment 2 some years ago, and that was designed to prevent homosexuals from forcing their lifestyle onto businesses, individuals, to at least slow down the homosexual agenda. And that was overturned by, would you believe it, somebody involved with the George W. Bush administration, Chief Justice John Roberts, who volunteered pro bono to work for the homosexuals so that they can overturn our ban here. Now, this is all going to happen again if Colorado and the states of our union, if we elect a president like Mitt Romney. Now, I don't believe that could happen because the base gets discouraged when the Republicans nominate a liberal. So they nominate Bob Dole. And was Bob Dole ever president? I don't remember. They nominate John McCain. Was John McCain ever president? Now they want to nominate, and this is the power and money of the Republican Party, especially here in Colorado. Now they want to nominate Mitt Romney. Now, are we going to have a President Romney? Well, if the past is any indication of the future, the base gets discouraged when the Republican machine nominates a Democrat, like Democrat Mitt Romney. They get discouraged. I mean, call them extreme, but they get discouraged when the Republican Party nominates radically anti-marriage, anti-child, anti-family, anti-Christian worldview liberals to run for president. So a lot of Republicans say, you know, it turns my stomach and I'm not excited and I'm not even going to vote. And good for them. So in a moment, we'll look at some of the particulars of what happened in California with their Proposition 8 now struck down by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California. We'll look at that. It's a panel of the Ninth Circuit. And we'll look at the role that the Bush administration, through their Solicitor General, I realize Bush is no longer in office, but he took people who were liberals, radically anti-Christian in their worldview, and he made them national powerful figures, and so helped to further destroy the Republican Party, the nation, the culture. So that'll just happen again with Mitt Romney. And if it does happen, I mean, if you want Obama to win and you're a Republican, you'd vote for Mitt Romney. in a primary or a caucus. If you want Obama to win, because that will discourage the base, and you can't win when your base is discouraged. All right, so what else do we have going on before we get to that? We have the Komen executive who backed cutting off funds for Planned Parenthood resigning, Karen Handel, vice president of public policy, and that's very relevant, and there has been a continued round of articles that are bringing up, now many of them, like in the LA Times, bringing up the abortion breast cancer link just to mock it. But last night, Santorum on national news said, look, there's a link between abortion and breast cancer, and that was another good reason for Komen to stop funding Planned Parenthood. So these are good developments. But also back in California, in Oakland, a tragic story. A couple had adopted a 15-year-old foster child, a boy, and less than a decade later, they were murdered, and apparently murdered by him. He's now not 15. He's now about 24, I assume, do the math. And it turns out that his adoptive parents were recently arguing with their son because he was spending too much time in the Occupy Oakland encampment. And it turns out then that he's accused of strangling his adopted mother and father and then hiding their bodies in the back of the family's PT Cruiser. And this is just, is this shocking for what we see coming out of the Occupy crowd from around the country? We see rapes, murders, dead bodies, disease, public indecency. Now, we have our own Occupy Denver Bible Church program going on, but it's a slightly different purpose. Occupy Denver Bible Church, which you're invited to participate in on Sunday mornings or Sunday evenings. Oh, and by the way, there is a successful cartoonist who came up with a great political cartoon of the pink ribbon and Susan G. Komen, it says on it, and then it says Planned Parenthood. So it's the Komen Planned Parenthood logo, and it's dripping with blood. And this is a well-known cartoonist whose name is Glenn McCoy. Glenn McCoy, and he has given permission to use that logo. He's given permission to American Right to Life, and so it's atop their homepage right now. If you go to AmericanRightToLife.org, you'll see the Komen Planned Parenthood logo by Glenn McCoy. And you might want to check out his political cartoons. They're great. He has one right now with church and state showing the state as a wrecking ball destroying the church. So he's quite insightful. All right. Now, to go to California and get an idea of what may happen here in Colorado, and does history repeat itself? Well, you know, Acorn and all the election fraud, all that. Well, when I was young in New Jersey, I grew up there. My father was the head of the Passaic County Republican group. And this was back in the Nixon era. I was pretty young. And some Democrats, believe it or not, they didn't want to follow the election law, which required a Republican and a Democrat to monitor each polling station. So they wanted two Democrats at a particular polling station. This is right near where I lived. So my father, being reasonably well known, what was his name? Bob Enyart. Some Democrats took his name and our home address, and they used that to have a Democratic operative pretend to be my father and work as a poll monitor. That happened way back when I was a little kid. And so history, you know, that sounds like an Acorn move, doesn't it? Very much so. Sounds like a Democratic move. Very much so. History tends to repeat itself, and that's why we want to be wise. So in San Francisco, this federal appeals court panel ruled that California's Defense of Marriage Amendment, Now, this amendment says to be married, there has to be one man and one woman. Mormon polygamy would not fly under this law. You can't marry your pet. You can't have, you know, 7, 8, 9 people marrying each other. And you can't have 2 women marrying each other. You can't have 2 men marrying each other. This is a Defense of Marriage Act, basically, in the California Constitution. So the federal court ruled that that ban on homosexual marriage, essentially, was unconstitutional. Now, where in the Constitution there's anything that indicates that homosexuals could get married is, of course, a mystery. But the reason I bring this up is to point out that Ted Olson, who was Bush's Solicitor General, you might recognize his name not because he was the Solicitor General, but because his wife died on 9/11. She was in one of the planes that went down. If I recall, she was flying out to Hollywood to be on Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher, if I recall. That's why she was on the flight. I've taken that similar flight myself a number of times to go out there and be on Politically Correct back when it was on ABC. And they'd have one conservative against 4 liberals. And quite often, the one conservative was actually a liberal. Quite often, not always. They try to do it 1 against 4 to even up the odds. And, you know, it would get close. And if you ever want to see any of the episodes that I was on, certainly it's available online. You could call us, 800-8-NYARTS, 1-800-836-9278. Oh, and by the way, this is February 7th. Our telethon started 7 days ago, and we're almost at $7,000. And Bob and Yart Live, we're not on 300 or 400 radio stations. We're on 1 radio station. And we are now at, thanks to you guys, our listeners, to keep this show on the internet in all 50 states and around the world for another year, we're at $6,965. That is just tremendous. So we're almost at 7,000. Let's see, how short are we from 7,000? I went to public school. $6,965. So what do we need to hit 7,000? What do we need, 140? 135? Oh, 35. We need $35 to hit 7,000. And whether you might be able to give 35 or 200, some people could give more. Please give if you possibly can. This is so important to keep us going. Every February, the annual BEL KGov Telethon to keep our websites going, kgov.com and Real Science Friday. Remember, a lot of ministries, outreaches, they do telethons. They're on 300 stations, 800 stations. We're on 1 station, and we fight for personhood. We fight for biblical creation. We fight to defend marriage. We fight to provide the evidence and give an answer to those who ask for the hope that is within us, that the Bible is God's word and Jesus Christ was raised from the dead to save those who trust in him. So please help us if you can. Call us at 1-800-836-9278, or you can also go to our website, kgov.com, and perhaps you could subscribe to our monthly sermon DVDs, our monthly DVD Bible studies, our audio Bible studies, our topical videos. So we have so many neat resources you could check out, especially if you love Bible study, debates, or science. Those are 3 areas that we really focus on with our resources. Okay, so Ted Olson is an attorney, a lawyer. He worked for the Bush administration as Solicitor General. He represented the couples, I hate to use that word, the pairs who filed to challenge California's Proposition 8. And he said, now why would he do this? Because God said marriage is between a man and a woman. So George W. Bush filled the executive branch with politicians, lawyers, and fundraisers who cared a lot about partisan politics, but virtually nothing about thus saith the Lord, nothing. So Ted Olson, a significant figure from the Bush administration, and he's asked, why did you support homosexual marriage? Why? And he said, well, what do you think? I was with the Bush administration. What do you think? No, that's not what he said. He said, this case is about equality and freedom and dignity and decency. You know, two men together, that has nothing to do with dignity or decency. Nothing. And if you love your neighbor, you will warn them, do not involve yourself in homosexual behavior because it will destroy you, body, mind, and spirit. It will destroy you. And it is an expression of their rebellion against God that they want homosexuals to marry. Ted Olson doesn't hang out with homosexuals. He doesn't go to gay bars on the weekends. He doesn't go to bathhouses in San Francisco. But as an expression of his rebellion against God, and that's somebody who says, you don't tell me what to do, right? The pro-lifer says, don't kill the innocent. The pro-choicer says, don't tell me what to do. And so God says, thou shalt not kill the innocent. And the pro-choicer says, don't tell me what to do. And they don't care if God said it or you said it, quoting him. It is a rebellion, pride. It's pride. Don't tell me what to do. So Ted Olson is presenting this as though he really loves his neighbor. But if he loved his neighbor, he would warn them that Jesus Christ said, God made you male and female from the beginning of the creation, male and female. Please don't rebel against God. The consequences in this life and the next are deadly. Now, fast forward to Mitt Romney. Would Mitt Romney fill the executive with pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, pro-evolution, godless socialists? In Massachusetts, he already had his opportunity. He put pro-abortion Democratic judges on appellate courts. He instituted homosexual marriage, defying even the Massachusetts state constitution. He instituted, he authorized tax-funded, late-term abortion on demand, the whole bit. Everything goes far more than Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton have even dreamed of doing to date. Mitt Romney already did. There's such a lust to play. It's like to watch the Super Bowl. Let's watch the Giants beat the Patriots again. That was a fun game. Came down to the Giants' last possession. It's fun. Again. Politics is very similar to that. And people choose sides, and then they scream their heads off during the playoffs. They scream their heads off. Is that true or false? Not everybody. But they become obsessed, true or false. And it doesn't matter if it's basketball or football or hockey, the Stanley Cup, it doesn't matter. Whatever your thing is, people like to take sides, cheer, yell, and sometimes they hate the other team, even if it's only a baseball team. They hate them. They hate them. The way the Nazis hated the Marxists, they hated each other. Even though they were kissing cousins, they hated each other because of the competition. So even though Mitt Romney is another Hillary Clinton in drag, or however you visualize that, even though Mitt Romney has done far worse than Hillary Clinton has, far worse, Hillary dreamed of Hillary Care, Romney implemented it. Not the same deal, but he implemented it with tax-funded abortion on demand. Hillary dreamed of homosexual marriage, but couldn't support it because of her political ambition. Romney was already the governor, so he ordered county clerks in Massachusetts to begin issuing homosexual marriage licenses. If Republicans support Romney, you talk about voting for the lesser of two evils. Clearly, they don't believe in that, because if they did, they'd vote for Obama. because Barack Obama is by far the lesser of two evils. If Republicans cared about the country and about tax-funded abortion, which most politicians don't, they only use that to scare Christians into voting for them or to trick them. If they cared about marriage, then they would look at Mitt Romney and say, you know what? He's exactly what we've been warned about. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Romney is a wolf in sheep's clothing. But they want to play. They want to participate. They want to go to the Super Bowl. They want to be able to cheer and for their guy to win. So it's the fear of the boogeyman, Barack Obama. If you're willing to support a child killer, someone who would destroy Christian marriage, if you're willing to support them, that means your standard is not obey God or do what is right. Your standard is whatever benefits you at the moment. That's your new standard. And you know what? There's no bottom to that abyss. If you will vote for Mitt Romney because Obama is worse than Romney, well, then in 4 years, we might get a Republican that's even worse than Obama. We now have one who's obviously worse than Hillary Clinton. We might have one that even you would agree with is worse than Barack Obama. Although the person in the White House or the person running might be even worse than him. So you'd eventually vote for Barack Obama if he was running against someone even worse. And what that means ultimately is eventually you'd vote for the devil himself, because there's no bottom to that abyss. Because you'd just deceive yourself into thinking, I could set aside right and wrong. I could vote for a marriage killer and a child killer and a free market killer. Oh, Romney made a lot of money in the free market? Yeah, praise God for the free market and for making a lot of money. More power to the free market. But Romney put the state of Massachusetts on Medicaid on steroids to pay for his Romney care. And he said, look, our state expenditures on health care, they didn't go exorbitantly through the roof. No, the federal taxes coming to us to pay for our abortion on demand in our state health care system, that went through the roof. So in Colorado, our taxpayers here are paying for Romney care in Massachusetts. So Bush, Romney is Bush Light. Romney is Bush Light. Bush nominated for Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, John Roberts, who volunteered to help the homosexuals overturn Colorado's Amendment 2. You know, the people spoke and all that. We passed Amendment 2 to the Colorado Constitution, and we said we need to stop homosexuals from forcing their lifestyle on us. And John Roberts, pro bono, as a law partner for a leading firm in Washington, D.C., volunteered to help the homosexuals overturn Amendment 2. This was reported nationwide. You could find the links, the stories. You could start at kgov.com. Look at the history. Focus on the homosexual rights movement. Just go to kgov.com and, you know, focus on the family. Focus on gay rights. And you'll see that, for example, Focus on the Family and George W. Bush did everything they could to get John Roberts on the Supreme Court, even though he worked to repeal, and he succeeded, the very Amendment 2 that Focus on the Family fought to pass into law. We broke $7,005. Wow, thank you out there. And we got $200 just before the show from Christine down in Colorado Springs. Thank you, Christine. And now another $40. Wow. We're over 7,000, guys. And if we could keep up this pace, it would be so great for KGov, KGOV.com, and Bob and Yurt Live, Real Science Friday, to be able to pay our bills and to look forward to a successful year on the internet. So please help if you can. KGov.com or 800-836-9278. So if George W. Bush does this, what are the chances that Mitt Romney is going to do worse? What are the chances? He already did worse. He already did worse than George W. Bush was able to do, and worse than Barack Obama was able to do. By the way, if you're going to your Republican caucus tonight, the instructions on how to do that are so easy, and they're right on the top of Colorado Right to Life's website. Just go to coloradorighttolife.org, and it says, click here to find the location of your caucus. Attend it this evening at 7 o'clock in your neighborhood. And then if you'd like, you could click and print out this single-sentence resolution. It's the personhood resolution. And when the meeting organizer says, are there any resolutions, you could say, I have a personhood resolution, and they'll pass it, most likely. Or someone might say, no, I don't like the personhood resolution, and you could just read it, or someone else could read it, and it says, be it resolved that we support the Colorado Personhood Amendment effort to protect the unborn child at every stage of development. And that's it. So how could a Republican who's there in the caucus disagree with protecting the unborn child at every stage of development? Well, some would, of course, but most will pass this. And if it passes around the state, as it did the last two election cycles, it'll likely be in the Republican platform for Colorado. So go to ColoradoRightToLife.org. Hey, if you live in our area, I'll see you tonight at the caucus.
Children are a blessing from God, but when parents reject and ignore His wisdom and teaching about parenting, children can grow up to be a curse to their parents and to the world around them. What does the Bible say about parents and children, education, and child discipline? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this powerful and critical topic in his teaching series, Raising Godly Children. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.